it makes a huge difference for sure. But like, just put things in perspective, in the winter between 14 and 15, we got Russ Martin, we got Josh Donaldson. Josh Donaldson went on to win an MVP. We were there in the middle of the summer. We were still around 500 and we still needed things to get us over the hump. Did it make us better? Yes. Did it keep our heads above water? Yes. But you always have to continually kind of, you know, tinker and get better. They're coming from a better position than we were too. Like, in terms of, they were in the playoffs last year. They believe they're a playoff team. Their offense is no joke. I mean, that you can look at it. You can't argue that. And one of the things they went out in the offseason to do was better their defense, especially in center field. And he fits all those pieces. And the leadership he brings, when you bring guys in that have been there, and you bring in a guy like George, who's probably, I wouldn't say he's a vocal leader, but like, sitting on the other side of the field from him, watching him every day, there's intensity that he brings to everything that he does, whether it's working out, whether it's the way he plays the game, the way he plays defense, the way he attacks his at bats. Like, you always feel like he can impact the game in any way at any time. And that, these players here have already won. They've already gotten into the playoffs. They won in the minor leagues. But when you bring a guy in that's done a little bit more, that just raises your bar a little bit higher. And like, just to watch him go out and play every day, kind of a little bit, he's much different than Tulo, but much like when Tulo came in, we automatically just got better because there was a higher standard. And I think George will bring that to this team for sure.
And so what message does that send to the guys who are working out in Dunedin right now that the Jays were able to add a George Springer? What kind of message does that give? A huge morale boost? What are the guys thinking?
It's gigantic. I was saying this last week. And again, when they were missing out on people, I mean, it's like nobody else was signing. So I know we got a little bit nervous in the market here or whatever. But as the players are always putting the front office on call, right? They always want to get better. And they're like, they become fans at this point too. Coaches become fans at this point. And so when you back up what you're going to say and you bring in the best player in baseball to a team, again, that's already has confidence, it's already been there, it's like you're just reaffirming and you're just making them better. And it's a great message to send. Now, we haven't talked about Kirby Yates yet. We haven't talked about the fact they make it. They're gonna do more. It's obvious. But man, they're doing some really good things. And if you're a team that was on this, a player that was on this team last year and they're doing things like this, you're feeling really good, and you go into spring training like feeling very, very sure about yourselves, but also realizing you have to work hard, and the confidence it brings you, it's just, it's a great, everything is lining up perfectly for them right now.